from the Seven Feathers Casino Studio. Now, local news and information on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And a big event happening out in Winston later this week. Roxana Grant in from the Winston Teen Center. What's going on?
Oh, we have a lot of fun things going on. We are starting off the winter, wet winter time with an indoor event for a first annual Halloween Newbash party. We have a family event starting on Friday. We're going to open the doors at 6 o'clock. And we'll have little snacks and witch's brew to drink and all kinds of fun things happening.
So who's this event aimed at? Is it just teens then?
Oh, no. This is a family event. We're going to hope everyone just brings the whole family. We'll have a haunted house for everyone to go through. We'll have a costume contest. There'll be four different categories that include most original, best individual, best family costumes, and best group costume.
Wow. So a whole evening of fun.
Absolutely. That also includes a bunch of fun that we're hoping to aim toward the food pantry of Winston Dillard. We're going to have an admission of $2 per person or $5 a group, or you can bring a non-perishable food item, donate it to the food pantry, and that's your admission.
Wow. So a lot going on, and obviously going into the weekend, probably a better place to put the event than on Monday night when everybody's got to go back to work and school the next day.
Oh, yeah. We have the 28th because we're hoping that the kids that don't go to football games and want to do something indoors and stay dry will want to come in and go through the haunted house. And for those that are brave, come in and take a chance on being scared, or just come in and dance the night away with DJ Aurelius. He's going to be making some tunes happen and some spooky music.
Wow, so a lot of fun. Now tell us more about the Teen Center in general.
Our Teen Center is geared to 6th through 12th graders. It's an after-school and summer program that we provide meals, homework assistance, guided activities that teens can learn sportsmanship, how to play some old-fashioned board games. We try to keep it a variety. But we're mostly geared for after-school help with the teens for homework and a place for them to come and hang out and be safe.
So how long has this been going on?
Teen Center was established in 2008, and it was a tragic event that came about that was the origin of the Teen Center. But we have turned it around to where our students come in after school, they get a nice warm meal, and place to hang out with their friends, meet old friends, and make new friends.
And obviously with, you know, working families, single parents, a lot of different situations there, probably provides parents with some sort of mental relief knowing their kids have got a good place to go after school.
Absolutely. We have a lot of parents that are happy that we're open. Unfortunately, in the last 2 years, COVID took a real bad toll on everyone, including the attendance at the Teen Center. However, we opened our doors again in February of this year, and our enrollment has come from 0 to 85 students in just a very short amount of time. And the kids love coming in. They have a chance to work with learning how to do a business. They run a little thing, concession snacks, called Whoop Whoop Snacks, which is our Youth Entrepreneurial Society. We also teach them how to cook in our teen cuisine program. We have a smart and program where they learn, those that have problems with reading can help. And then we have our STEM and STEAM program, which is geared towards science, technology, electronics, mechanical. And we work through the college for the older students that want some help to learn how to get scholarships and how to move on forward with the career that they've chosen.
So who staffs this? How many people does it take?
I am the executive director, and I have two assistants. We would like to build up to where we have at least two more employees. Everybody is part-time except myself right now, and we are funded by grants and donations.
All right. So again, go through the information for the big event.
All right. Our big event is everybody's invited, the whole family. We're going to dance, snack, have fun, and if you dare, be scared. It's called the Halloween New Bash Party, happening Friday, the 28th of October. Fun begins at 6:30 with the Haunted House. It's at the Winston Community Center, 440 Southeast Grape in Winston, Oregon. Dancing to DJ Aurelius. We're going to have costume contests. Our categories are most original, best individual, best family, and best group costume. Your price to come in is $2 per person or $5 per group or family, or a non-perishable donation for the food pantry. This event's brought to you by the Winston Area Community Partnership and the Teen Center. Any questions, you can give me a call at 541-671-1274.
All right, Roxanna Grant. Perfect. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us. Bye.
8:37 on the Morning Report.